Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Tony Fabrizio, who polled for Donald Trump's presidential campaign, released an interesting data point on Twitter yesterday. He tweeted polling about the president's standing against other Republicans, which found 54% of definite Republican primary voters would vote for Trump. 13% would vote for Ted Cruz, and 10% would vote for Ohio Governor John Kasich. Just 49% said they definitely vote for Trump, while 20% of voters are undecided. Fewer than 60% of Republican primary voters want Trump to be the nominee again in 2020, and it's August 2017. This poll is measuring against a field. It's not even head-to-head.
We've got a first in playbook this morning. Andy Heming, the White House Rapid Response Director, is out. Heming left his job Monday. A source familiar with the move told us it was a mutually agreed-upon separation. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Rick Perry is leading a presidential delegation to Kazakhstan and then heading on to the Ukraine next week, and is bringing his wife, daughter, son-in-law, and friends. The Energy Department tells Playbook that Perry's family and friends will be reimbursing the government for all costs associated with the trip.
Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt reports from Phoenix that Trump met with potential challengers to Senator Jeff Flake before his Phoenix rally. We have to imagine this will deepen the ongoing beef between Mitch McConnell and the president. McConnell and Trump put out statements yesterday that they remain committed to many shared priorities and goals. The White House said the president would meet with Mitch McConnell, but that meeting was scheduled before all this.
Whiplash is the word of the day. The New York Times and the Washington Post are up with stories this morning using that to describe Trump. Phil Rucker writes, Trump's whiplash, three personas in three speeches, but the same president. While Mark Landler of the New York Times writes, such contrasts have become a recurring motif of his presidency. Mr. Trump has toggled between teleprompter Trump and unplugged Trump every day since the deadly clashes in Virginia, leaving Washington and the rest of the nation with a chronic case of rhetorical whiplash.
CNN is reporting that the White House has paperwork ready to pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and Annie Carney scoops the Democratic New York PR consultant Risa Heller has dropped Kushner Companies as a client. She had worked for the company for over a year and a half.
Josh Dossie and Alana Shore tee up a behind-the-scenes story on how Trump has clashed with multiple GOP senators over Russia, showing rising tensions between the president and congressional Republicans heading into a critical legislative period. And the Wall Street Journal scooped that the White House is getting ready to send guidance to the Pentagon on how to implement a new administration ban on transgender people in the military. And HuffPo is out with a story on seven members of Trump's National Infrastructure Advisory Council resigning this week, citing Trump's Charlottesville response and other issues.
In the juice, the RNC's Resolution Committee passed a resolution Wednesday condemning white supremacists at its summer meeting in Nashville. The RNC will vote on the resolution in full on Friday. It is against the law from public servants to politic on the job. But Ben Carson, the HUD secretary, attended Trump's rally in Phoenix this week and was introduced as the HUD secretary. Carson had multiple complaints filed against him. A HUD spokesman said Carson attended the event in his personal capacity. The agency didn't pay for his travel and lodging, and he didn't mention HUD in his speech. Quote, we don't believe there was a Hatch Act violation, a spokesman said. We are unaware of what instructions, if any, were provided to the announcer. HUD says it's checking with its ethics office to make sure this doesn't happen again. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.